Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Big day yesterday. If you missed the show yesterday,
massive.
It was one of those magic moments yesterday. $2,000. We just gave it away like that.
You know, it just happens just at the blink of an eye. $2,000. Graham correctly identified what that mystery, that elusive mystery.
Not elusive. Annoying. This little sucker. Which we've been trying to identify for close to 2 years. Graham got it right yesterday. If you missed what happened yesterday, this is what went down.
I wouldn't be pulling your little ink cartridge out of your big pen and putting it back in.
Putting the what? The ink cartridge?
Out of
your pen?
Yeah.
And putting it back in?
Yeah.
That's an interesting guess.
Yeah, we've not had that.
That's what we want. Oh! That's what it is! We've given the money thing away, you beauty!
Wow!
What's your name?
Graham.
Graham, congratulations, mate. You've just won $2,000!
Hey!
On you, boys. Good
unbelievable.
On
taking the ink cartridge out of the pen and putting it back in.
That's what it is. Well done, mate.
Unbelievable.
Well done. $2,000. $2,000 heading your way.
Yeah, thank you. I've only been thinking about that for about 2 months more.
Good on you, mate.
Everything else.
Great job. Yeah. What are you going to do with the cash?
Oh, I'm going to share it with my missus because she's been doing a lot of research on the computer for me and that.
All right.
Good on you, mate. Well, congratulations, Graham. Job well done. Yeah, that's what went down yesterday. Graham correctly identifying the ultimate hearing test, picking up $2,000. But Graham sharing it with the wife? Come on.
She's only going to buy shoes with it. You know that.
And research on the internet? It's a pen. It can't do too much. What research do you do on the internet? Anyway, good on you, Graham. Enjoy the money. Enjoy that $2,000. Now, that means we've got a brand new sound for you to identify this morning.
And because we upped the jackpot to $2,000 just to get rid of the bloody sound, we've taken the money back to $1,000.
But
we have decided to increase it by $10 each day that it does not go off.
So imagine if this one goes for 2 years.
That's truth.
We could be, be playing for the national debt in a couple of years' time. Do Brazen Tough Trailers know that we're doing that?
They do now.
The new sound that we'll be asking you to identify a little later
morning. So hang on, can I listen to the old sound?
The old sound was this.
Right, new sound?
New sound is this.
It's the same sound.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's the same bloody thing.
Here's the new sound again. So later this morning, we'll let you have a crack at that for $1,000, thanks to Brazen Tough Trailers. Now, also staying with this yesterday, when we played the game yesterday, we got a stack of calls we do every morning.
Right.
One of them we thought, what a distinguished sounding gentleman.
Yeah.
And it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
One of the calls we got yesterday to try and win the $2,000 yesterday was from this gentleman. Now, just have a listen.
Yes. Hello. I was wondering, is it when one gets a key and puts that key into the padlock to open the gates out the front of maybe a rather large building like a palace? I was wondering if it was that. Or what about taking the lead off the corkies?
It all makes sense now.
It does, because we know that a certain person and his significant other were
in the area
in the area before they went up to Queensland to some sort of event.
And they too were chasing the $2,000.
Yeah, well.
Because they need it. Anyway, ultimate hearing test for Brazen Tough Trailers. Let's do it.
Potsy and Leighton. Breakfast.
Ultimate hearing test.
All right, we have a brand new sound for you to identify in the ultimate hearing test for $1,000. Thanks to Brazen Tough Trailers. The new sound is this.
It's the same sound.
No, it's not. All right.
Okay.
And don't play stupid games because you found the sound. You know what it is.
If you think you know what it
is. We got a full board of calls. I didn't think we'd get anybody today.
Give us a call, 132710.
All right, let's see. Here we go.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, how you doing?
How's it doing, guys?
Good. All right. What do you reckon it is for $1,000?
I reckon someone enjoying a thick shake.
Someone enjoying a thick shake.
Oh. Right. Having a bit of trouble getting it up the straw.
Oh, well. Well, we won't go that way.
That's not what it is.
Oh, bugger.
Bugger. Yeah, righto. Have a good day, mate. Next, 12 past 8. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
$1,000. What do you reckon?
Tearing along a perforated line.
Tearing along a perforated line.
No.
But thanks for your call.
No perforations here.
Yeah.
Next.
Hello.
Tearing along it. G'day.
All right. $1,000. Give it a best.
Lighting a gas stove.
Lighting a gas stove. You know, it does sound like a lighting a gas stove.
That's not what it is.
But thanks for your call.
Thanks, mate. And our lucky last one.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good, good. $1,000, brand new sound. What do you reckon it is?
Is it dropping a backpack on the floor?
Dropping a backpack on the floor?
Yeah, like...
Sounds like that too, doesn't it? That's not what it is, though. Well, thanks for your call, mate. And to everybody else that's trying to get through, I can't believe how many calls we got for the first day of the new set. That's it. All we've got time for today. But thank you for ringing. We will play again tomorrow.
And tomorrow it'll be worth $1,010.
Oh, we've got to go through this process now. Well, we've got to keep adding 10 every day.
$1,010.
Can I leave that in your cape? Can you do that?
We'll give it a shot.
All right, $1,010 tomorrow for our new sound in the Ultimate Hearing Test. Here it is again. All thanks to our mates at Brazen Tough Trailers. Just wait, before you open your mouth, I just want to say we're going into a very dangerous area here because we are talking about the Comm Games, and I'm probably in trouble for referring to them as that at this particular moment in time because our company don't have the rights.
We don't have the rights. And I've got an email here from our legal team. It says, hi all. So it's to everyone, which I guess would include me. It says, in the lead up to the Commonwealth Games, just want to remind you and highlight that we do not broadcast games material. It is a legal requirement that you do not broadcast games material. It's part of our legal guidelines. Well, to the legal team of this company, middle finger to you. Middle finger to you. I am actually going to broadcast right here, right now, some of the actuality from last night's opening ceremony.
Okay, nice working with you.
I am going to broadcast right here, right now, some of the opening ceremony actuality.
Yeah, it's
obviously
good.
There was a bit of a glitch in the system there.
Did you watch it last night?
No, I missed it. I missed the butt gate. I want to see the butt. Well, hang on.
Yes. That's all anyone's talking about is the butt gate, as they're referring to it now, where unfortunately a lady doing a bit of a costume change during the opening ceremony exposed her backside to 1.5 billion people around the world.
Yes. Well, if nothing else, we'll be remembered for.
Yes, yes.
Nice.
But it was great to see. When the Aussies walked into the stadium, it was great to see Alicia Quirk. They had a couple of shots of Alicia. Good. And, of course, we wish her well in the Comm Games up on the Gold Coast. But, yes, we can't talk too much about it, although there is, as well as Buttgate, there's also a bit of drama this morning over Camilla, because just about every time Channel 7 crossed up to the dignitaries, she had her head down looking at the program.
Yeah,
she wasn't paying much attention to the athletes coming in.
Okay, so
or the music going on.
The fact of them, and I'm going to stand up for Camilla here.
Yes,
she wasn't looking at the Commonwealth Games program. She was looking at the racing form guide. He wanted to know when she was in the next race.
That's enough of the Commonwealth Games because we don't have the
rights.
We can't talk about it.
The Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast. 12 days, 18 sports, 71 teams. And on Triple M, we guarantee you'll miss every minute.
Because we didn't bother to buy the rights.
When Mauritius clashes with Zambia in badminton, we won't be there.
Nor will any spectators.
When Malta takes on Sierra Leone in squash, we won't tell you the score.
Who knew they were in the Commonwealth?
And when Brunei Darussalam meets Guernsey in lawn bowls, we'll ignore the whole thing.
Ignorance is bliss.
All these matchups are real ones happening at this year's games.
We looked it up on the internet.
Whenever there's sport you don't give a shit about, Triple M will bring you none of the action.
Because Channel 7 would sue us.
So keep it locked on Triple M, where we'll only mention it briefly in the news when Australia wins gold in the swimming.
Yet again.
As we welcome back Sheree Coleman from the newsroom ahead of our next major bulletin of Triple M Local News at 7:30.
Some of the stories you're covering, Sheree, there was a suspicious fire at Ashmont.
Yeah, this was yesterday, just behind Bunnings in the vacant land in the scrub there. Burnt about a hectare of land, but smoke did drift over businesses, but there were no evacuations or threats to property. Did take 3 fire and rescue trucks to bring it under control, and they also did a bit of a backburn to stop any flare-ups.
Now, you say it was at the back of Bunnings. Are you sure it wasn't the barbecue?
No, it was quite a way away from the barbecue.
Okay, right, okay. We're getting some extra federal government funding.
Yeah, this is for a program that's running in 9 of our preschools. It's basically teaching hundreds of preschoolers to speak a second language.
Because I'm struggling with that.
Can we just get Leighton to go get a grasp of English? Then we'll move on to another language.
Yeah, we've got toddlers across the region learning languages like French, Spanish, Mandarin, Italian and Japanese.
Get out of here. I was struggling to tie my shoelaces, let alone learn a second language.
And local Aussie rules back.
Yeah, this weekend we're going to see the return of the Northern Riverina and Hume Football Leagues, both getting underway.
Northern Riverina, that'd be our new team, Ungerry. Leighton, we'd be all over them, all over the boys.
Yeah, footy's pretty big in Ungerry.
Yep. Oh, I see what you did there, Sheree. That's very good.
Thank you.
So I've just got to explain it to Leighton because he didn't get it. She said footy's very big in Ungerry.
Well, it is. It's a very big sport.
Yes, so in the NRFL, Tala Bajil, who are the reigning premiers, take on West Wyalong Girral. Lake Cajeligo are lining up against Ungerry.
You haven't got any hope in hell.
Hilston taking on Condo Milby. The Hume League, our local sides there, Henty facing Osborne, who are the premiers. Lockhart play Rand Walbundry and Colcairn up against Holbrook.
Any chance that we could be sort of number one and number two ticket holders for Ungerry? Because any chance? Because, you know, we sort of put a big football up there.
I think those positions might be filled by
Danaher's. I think so. I think the Danaher's might be ahead of us.
Okay, so how about positions 5 and 6 then? Because the first 4 are already taken.
We probably have to go for 50.
Yeah, I think we're way down the pecking order a little bit because the bloke who's got his name on the plaque out there, the group regional manager, I think he'll be ticket holder number 6 or whatever's next.
I don't know why you actually mention the guy who's got his name on the plaque. I scratched it off when you left.
All right, thanks, Sheree. This is great news, I reckon. For many years, we've been here a long time, and this guy was here long before us calling racing. For many years, Riverina Racing fans have had this voice calling their local horse race meetings.
They are all set now. And the gates crash back in Wagga Wagga.
Ah, yeah. Hully. The great Hully. And those famous words, the gates crash back.
Yeah.
Well, this is great news because Hully has been chosen to call the country championships final at Royal Randwick. Thank you very much. This coming Saturday.
What an honour. What a privilege.
Now, I can't wait because there'll be a big crowd at Royal Randwick on Saturday. It is one of the big race days of the year. Cannot wait to experience the crowd reaction when Hully utters those famous words.
Can the gates crash back?
I can't wait for the crowd to see what they do. Yeah. He's a great caller, got a unique style. And as I mentioned earlier this morning, at the Warrnambool Carnival, which their big day on the Thursday coincides with Town Plate Day. So what we do is we head over to the big screen and we watch the Town Plate on the big screen. And there's a massive crowd around the big screen because there's a huge crowd at the race meeting. And just when Hully gets into the call and he utters those famous words,
and the gates crash back,
the crowd just go, what? What is going on? What is going on? Alan, congratulations, mate. That's absolutely sensational. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the call. Hope it's a beauty for you. Yeah. And it's a busy period for him. I think he calls the trots here tomorrow night, the harness racing.
Right.
It might be tomorrow afternoon. Then he goes to Royal Randwick and calls that race, the country championships final. Then he's got to come back because on Sunday, big race day at Gundagai.
Jeez.
So he's going to be a busy little camper.
What I would like is when he's at Royal Randwick and the gates crash back. I would like him to, because he always goes, gates crash back at Wagga Wagga.
Yeah.
I want him to go, gates crash back 500 k's from Wagga Wagga.
And when they come into the home straight, because they're coming into the lane. That's one of his favourite expressions.
Right.
Look, I think it's terrific. Good on you, Holly. Congratulations. Well done. And enjoy the experience on Saturday calling that race at Royal Randwick. And can't wait for...
Can the gates crash back?
He'll be excited. I think there he is at Royal. I think a little bit of a wee. He'll be so excited. So one of the trainers will probably be just outside the box going...
Good on you, Holly. Well done. Enjoy Saturday,
horse
mate.
Joke. Horse joke.
Yeah. No, if you're not into horses, you probably wouldn't get that.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.